Welcome down to another edition of the Tony Lowry Podcast. Today on the show, we're going to talk about songwriting. So we're going to talk music briefly today. And I just want to go over some songwriting tips for those songwriters out there that have a difficulty when it comes to getting the spark, getting that first line of the verse and trying to get the inspiration for that. And I also want to go over today about the importance of talk about the importance of editing and rewriting your material, as well as rehearsing your material before you actually step in the booth. Save you a lot of time. So hang out for a moment. Please tell someone about it. All right. It is about that time for the Tony Lowry Podcast. Be right back. Okay, so you're sitting down at the table. You got your pen and you got your pad. No, nowadays, you got your phone in your hand. You're ready to thumb bump and you're ready to write that verse. You're in a studio and you're trying to get that spark. You're looking for that first line of the verse. And it's like, where does it come from? Where does that inspiration come from? Now, you know, a lot of people make a lot of excuses for their creativity. They say they need, you know, stimulants just to create, as far as like alcohol, you know, weed, whatever the case may be. Let's just clear the air that you don't need that to create. If you use it as a vice to get you in a certain place, that's your preference, but that's not needed. So I don't want the young people that happen to get across to this, you know, get hands on this podcast to think that that's a necessary part of the process for you to create. It's not. That's a choice. That's a choice. So let's just be clear on that. Now, taking that and setting that aside, let's address how to get that first motivation, get that spark, right? If you don't have any of that, you're not trying to rely on stimulants or nothing. You're just trying to get yourself. I think mentally, first, you have to just get a clear picture of what you want to talk about in the verse. You know, just get an idea of, no matter what the subject matter is, it doesn't really matter about the subject matter. Just get an idea of like what you cohesively want to say in your entire verse. If you don't know cohesively which position you want to come from your verse, you got to start there. Like, for example, say if it's a, you know, it's a collabo joint and you got you and, you know, a couple of cats on it, and you were talking about rappers, right, or MCs, and you got a couple of cats on the verse. To me, ideally, I like to know which position I'm going to come from. So I'm like not doubling up the same, coming from the same area where somebody else is. I mean, and even if that happens to happen, you can always, of course, you're coming from your own position. So you can always flip that in your content. But I'm just saying, like, I like to have an idea or usually talk with the people on the record and say, yo, you know, how are you coming on this? If there's a concept involved, if there's no concept involved, then you guys are just spitting straight bars. You know, you're doing your shit talk or whatever. You know how that goes. Just your stunting verse or whatever, your typical just bars verse. Well, then, you know, you just coming with your flow. You're coming with your stingers or whatnot. So to get that first inspiration, though, is always tough. So what I like to do, like I said, is just to get a picture of what I want to say. Get a picture of what you want to say first. Like, just either introduce yourself. If you've introduced yourself, that's always a good way to come in the verse. Like, let me introduce myself or something, or it's your man, such and such, or, you know, or paint a picture. Put yourself in a scene to start the verse. Like, you know, you're in your whip, or you in the studio, you're in the booth, you chilling with your mans and them, you know, y'all out on the block, you know, get a picture of yourself in a certain situation and use that as your opening line, you know. Even if it's just not even realistic, it can be something extreme. It doesn't really matter. You could be like riding on a condor, eating Twizzlers, you know, just say that, you know, I'm swooping in, riding on a condor, eating Twizzlers, hanging halfway off, you know, whatever. It's just however you want to start and get that picture to kind of grasp that attention to whatever content you're about to lead into. Now, after getting that first line of the verse, which is usually tough for a lot of folks, then you want to get into the content of the verse, right? So I'm not trying to tell you how to write, but I'm just saying that's a time typically you want to say you get into your main point, because you're going to spit a lot of flair and you're going to do a lot of bells and whistles and stuff like that if you're, you know, a wordplay type of MC, but you want to still say something of substance in there. So you don't want to take too long to get to the substance and have too much bells and whistles, because that's, to me, kind of like weak writing. So, you know, you want to have some substance. And even if you were like writing a term paper, you want to have an intro, right? Say what you're going to do, you know, your opening thesis, and then you want to kind of get into the body of the paper, right? Well, same thing when it comes to writing a song, writing a verse. I think you got to come with that first opening line. It should be a nice strong line, catches attention, get into the content of what you really want to say. Then you can kind of have some wordplay and have fun with them. And then you want to wrap it up at the end with a nice strong one and crush them on the head with a nice ending line. So that's the way to do that. Hang out for a quick second. I want to talk about editing and going over editing when you get this verse, you know, all together. How you might want to go back, you know, after you get it. Don't just record it in the raw. A lot of people make the mistake of doing that. You got to edit your stuff. All right. But hang out for a minute. We'll talk about it. The Tony Lowry Podcast. Okay, let's talk editing. Man, this is something that separates the big boys and the big girls from the little boys and the little girls. I'm telling you, if you're a writer and you're not really, you know, prevy and you're not really in good practice with editing your works, then I can tell you, you're really doing yourself a disservice as far as strengthening your writing ability, your ability to write more cohesive songs and paint more cohesive pictures. I'm telling you, editing is very key. This is something that's always been an argument as well. Proper grammar. Proper grammar, the rules of proper grammar don't always apply when it comes to songwriting. Most of the times it doesn't apply. I mean, not pointing any fingers or anything, but take Ice Cube, for example. You know, he's twist words, cholesterol, different thing. You know, it made it work. A lot of MCs have done it. I'm not just poking at a cube, but a lot of rappers have done that and made it work. It's just the way that you can entertain with the wordplay. However you can make it work, and as long as people get the meaning of what you're trying to say, and it works, period. That's it. That's all there is to it. So there aren't really rules to it as far as grammar is concerned. But at the same time, if you are going to use proper terms, you want to not mispronounce them. That's one thing a lot of rappers do. They'll use terms that they don't know. Look, guys, only use vocabulary that you actually know. Worst thing you could do is get caught on audio or on tape in a habit of like using a word incorrectly. You know, it may sound right to you. It sounds right, like it, but this has the right meaning, but it doesn't. Yeah, you might want to check your vocabulary. So always double check your words. There's nothing embarrassing about, like, maybe, you know, if you're a new head, you know, you ask your phone, say, hey, you know, what's the definition of this word? And make sure that you're using it in its proper usage when you're writing, because that can really make your writing, whether, you know, that can really be a big difference in your writing. People taking your writing strong or weak. You know, you got to use the right presence of time too. A lot of people will use is and are in the wrong tense, and was and were, and different things like that. So if you're saying things that's in the present tense, and you know, then it is happening right now. You can't be were and then mix present tense with past tense in your writing. That kind of stuff you want to pay attention to, and editing helps you catch this. So you have to take time to go back, edit your stuff. And another thing that makes editing very very valuable is you can also get the rhythm a lot more cohesive if you go back and edit, because you can find words that fit a little better syllable wise with your tantra of what you're saying, and it'll make it flow a little bit more cohesively to the rhythm. So, I mean, like, really. So look for different words that have the same meaning and with different syllable counts. That's going to help your bounce when it comes to the rhythm structure of your writing. If you're an MC and you're writing and you want, like, you know, like a run on, like a da 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 da, and you're looking for words to fit within that pattern, well, then you got to make sure that you're very vocabulary savvy and make sure that you, one, the proper meaning of the words, because you don't want to sound stupid. And then two, you want to make sure that you can match it up, like play Tetris with the words, so to speak, so that way they just fit right in the right place, and it just really helps out your rhythm. It really just shines the rhythm of what you're trying to say. All right, so that's another key tip when it comes to that. Your editing, though, is a key thing that can help you find your way with that. When it comes to that, you got to make sure you take the time for editing. A lot of people will just write a verse right on the spot, go in the studio, and I don't know why people think there's some kind of merit badge in that, or saying, well, you know, I don't write off the head like Jay-Z. I don't write it on paper. I just go in and thinking, and I just write it. Okay, whatever. Has anybody gotten a merit badge for that? Let me just wait. Anybody can... Yeah, I didn't think so. No. See, nobody's gotten a merit badge for that. So it's okay to put your thoughts on paper, think it out, sort it out sometimes, then go back in. But the main thing is what you get on tape. What you get in the booth is the main thing. All right. So make sure that you take time to rewrite and edit. And then another thing is rehearse your verses way before you get ready to record them. I would say sometimes if you don't have the time and you're pressed, that's cool. But still, you can sit there and say it over and over and over again and make sure you got it down pat. This saves you mad time when you're in the booth. I'm telling you, the worst thing an engineer wants is to have your ass in that booth longer than necessary, trust me, and when it's on the clock and you're talking about $30 an hour, okay? So rehearse your verses. Make sure you know the rhythm. You know, practice your breathing when it comes to the verses so that way you're taking the breaths properly to enunciate the words in the verses clearly. There's a lot of key things when it comes to being a recording artist that separates you from just being another rapper or just another singer. All right, so those are some key things to pay attention to. Your rewrites, your editing, and stuff like that. Okay, when it comes to that, when it comes to your recording, and making sure you're, you know, picking your vocabulary right and making sure you're doing things that's going to help shine what you're trying to do even more. All right, give more flair to it. All right, so keep that in mind. I just wanted to touch you with that today. I want to touch on one other small thing, and then I'm going to get out of here. So hang out for 2 seconds. Don't move. All right, Tony Lowry Podcast. I'll be right back. Folks, I want to just end this episode with a positive and motivational note to let you know that every day that you wake up, you are blessed with opportunity to be. You have the opportunity to be great, be something different. You have the opportunity to evolve. You have the opportunity to build. There's so much opportunity in each day that I want you to elect a positive outlook on each day, the way you start it. Just know that each day is a refresher. You know, you have the opportunity to be something different. So be extraordinary, be great, be awesome, be whatever it is that, you know, is going to bring out the best in you. You know, be that. There's no shame at all in, sitting down and identifying areas where you need to grow, you feel you need to grow, and trying to address that. That's proactive. So have a positive outlook on every day and rise up every day to be something great, be something extraordinary, you know. That's what I want to leave you with today. So have a positive outlook, okay? I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. If you're an artist and the writing tips helped you, I really appreciate that. Please drop some comments, leave me a message or something like that. If you'd like to support this podcast, please do so. All right, we really appreciate that support as well. And please share it if you are online, okay? Thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Have a positive week. Have a great one. We'll see you soon. The Tony Lowry Podcast. Thanks a lot.